It's been 1 week now since the election. Can you believe it? I think we're all still riding high, and we're already making America great again. Unfortunately, the feminists aren't doing so well, and they have provided us with an endless stream of not just meltdowns, but insights into their thought processes. So we're going to take a quick look at just a small sample of, again, the endless supply, not just to mock at them, not just to watch them cry over Kamala losing, but to see what it is that their solutions are to this new situation they find themselves in. But first, just a heads up, the Liberal Tears mug is back in stock in my online store at markdice.com. And so is Trump Claws, the sweatshirt, available in red, green, and black. The red looks weird. It almost looks pink on the website. That's not how it's going to be when you get it. It will be red. The website's being redone, so that photo just didn't turn out. It's a little bit weird, so that will be fixed. And up at the top, you can see there's different categories now. And so not only is there the Liberal Tears mug, but all of these classic mugs. And for the ladies out there, everything should be available in women's tees as well. So just go click on the women's tab up on the top and you can see almost all of them are there. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out. And speaking of women, there are obviously a lot of crazy ones over on TikTok, like this one.
This morning when I learned that Donald Trump had been elected president for a second time, the first thing I did was have a good long cry. The second thing I did was get on the phone and make a doctor's appointment for a surgical consultation to get my tubes tied. It's something that I've been thinking about doing for a really long time, and I feel like now is the appropriate time to do it before my option to choose that for myself and for my body is stripped away from me.
Nobody's gonna ban tying your tubes, lady. And if you get knocked up from Tyrone from a drunken night out at the bar and you want to get an abortion, even if that's not legal in your state, you can just drive a few miles to your neighbor's state and get one.
Guys, how do you feel about a lot of us, blue voters, filing, I don't know if it would be a civil suit or a class action suit against Donald Trump and his minions for the stress and the anxiety and the effects on our mental health and physical health and well-being, along with the suffering of our relationships that Donald Trump has caused us? I don't know, is it civil suit, a class action suit? I think it would be appropriate. Who's in? I'm in. Sign me up. Let's go.
Can someone tell me what MAGA men find attractive so that I can wear the complete opposite? Thanks.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Just don't change a thing. The most miraculous thing about this election is that it jolted millions of feminists across the country into finally understanding that they shouldn't enter into relationships, let alone have sex or get married with someone who they don't share the same values with. This carbon-based life form I will present without comment, because if you can't say anything nice, you're not supposed to say anything at all. So I'll just let you watch and judge for yourself.
Well, it's been rough. It was not what I was expecting at all, considering some of the rhetoric he has said. I thought we as a nation were smarter, but I guess not. To my transgender and friends and, you know, the people who it affects, as long as you stay alive, they cannot say we don't exist. Being a Satanist means rebelling against them because they're wrong. And as long as you draw breath, every breath you take is a rebellion. Keep on fighting because you just have to. Hail Satan, hail reason always.
Obviously, Satan isn't really helping with your situation. I would just politely recommend that you go with the other guy. Go with Jesus. This woman's white guilt has gotten so bad that she has now denounced her fellow white women since so many of them voted for Donald Trump.
Black women have every right to not trust ever again white women.
None of them?
That 52% of you again voted against your own interests, voted showing you don't care about the welfare or the lives of black women. You're on your own now.
So here's a problem that I have dealing with my MAGA sons. They get very, very offended if I say that I think that they are ignorant to some things.
They're not offended. They're just tired of their brain-dead mother continuing to watch and believe the clowns on CNN and MSNBC.
Because of their support for this rapist and felon.
I keep forgetting that he's a convicted felon because it doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. I have two choices when I try to understand why they would support an abhorrent human that goes against every value I tried to instill in them. Here's my two choices. I can believe that you are ignorant, or I can believe that you are evil.
Oh, not that they just don't want the country flooded by illegal aliens, or they don't want their tax dollars going to pay for them. They don't want wokeness crammed down their throats. No, they must be. They just don't get it. They're ignorant. Or they're evil.
Ignorant is the kinder choice.
Imagine if your poor mother was this insane. This is the kind of conversation she should be having with her other lunatic liberal friends. Not recording and posting on TikTok for the world to see. This woman decided to shave her head in order to fight the patriarchy. And then documented the whole thing. Making a vlog on TikTok. Look at how happy she is. She despises her own self. This woman's afraid to leave the house, and her TikTok name is Kitty Cat Camera, which obviously means that she is a crazy cat lady. She's afraid to go outside now.
Oh boy, I'm not ready for the world. I just came back from the grocery store, and I saw a white woman with a Trump bumper sticker on her car, and I told her exactly what I thought of her. I called her a dumb B word. Oh. I don't even like that word, but, so maybe I should stay home a little while longer because I'm not ready. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing okay.
Yes, please do. We don't want you hurting yourself or others. We need to make mental institutions great again because our country is unfortunately inhabited by many people like this.
If you're queer and your family voted for Trump like mine did, hi, hello, I'm your mother now. Just checking in. Have you drank water today? Did you eat? Did you take your meds? Did you breathe? Are you breathing? You gotta breathe in your belly, babe.
We could go on for hours and hours and hours. I'll just show you a few more, like this woman who didn't think there's anything weird about posting this.
And to know that my family, the people who raised me, voted for a rapist. It's so invalidating. But I'm white. I should not be taking.
You should not be recording yourself bawling with your mascara running down your face and posting it on the internet for the world to see. You should be telling these problems to your therapist. I wasn't sure if she was just trolling and a good actress, so being your trusted media analyst, I went to her TikTok page, checked out some of her previous videos, and she too is 100% serious. And surprisingly, there are a small handful of millennial or Zoomer supposed males who are also taking to TikTok to rant about it, and this guy did the ultimate response to one of them.
Okay, so to my white passing men, how do we signal to each other that we did not vote for Trump?
All right, dude, we got you. Check this out. This is easy. Really easy to do.
My liberal tears mug runneth over, and be sure to order yours from my newly redesigned markdice.com. Or any of my awesome designs, including Trump Claws, which just returned. So head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.